my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 4th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Yep, Lorena Michelle Mullins, 34, I think, and I am from Australia, but I'm now living in London.
And how are you today?
Good, really excited. I'm about to go up onto the plinth, and it's a bit nerve-wracking, actually.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I heard about it through the media, mainly when the first day it started. There was a lot of press coverage of it, and it just seemed like such a fantastic event that I went onto the website, and they said you could apply to be a participant. That I never thought I would ever possibly get, you know, drawn to actually participate, but I got lucky and here I am.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Nervous at first because I hadn't actually planned what I was going to do. I'm not involved in, you know, any particular charity or anything like that. A lot of people who've been getting up at that point in time were quite political and all raising money for charities. And I thought, well, all I really do is, you know, talk and generally talk rubbish. So that's my strength. I'll just get up and do that.
So how would you describe yourself when you say you talk quite a lot?
Yep, I'm a lawyer professionally, so we tend to be very wordy. That's what we do for a living. I also do stand-up comedy as a hobby. So, so talking is, you know, generally what I do best.
So will you be doing a bit of comedy up
there? A little bit, but not a lot, because it's sort of... I actually thought about doing an hour-long stand-up routine, but then I thought it's just so... It could fall so flat. I was quite terrified. because, yeah, stand-up comedy is a very funny little art form that needs a small enclosed space and usually darkness and usually alcohol. And we don't have any of those three factors here this morning.
So could you tell me a little bit about yourself? Kind of where you're living, where you're from, who you are?
Yep, sure. I grew up in Rockhampton, which is in central Queensland. It's a relatively small sort of town in Australian terms. I then came over to London a few years ago and absolutely loved it, doing the sort of working holiday visa thing for 2 years. Then went back to Australia and worked there for several years, but always wanted to come back to London. I was lucky enough to marry a man with a British passport, and we both came over about 3 years ago.
And can I ask about your Australian heritage?
My grandparents were cattle farmers, so that's why we sort of ended up in Rockhampton. It's very much cattle country up there. But then my parents were both city dwellers by comparison. My father's an accountant. My mum is a nurse. So we were sort of living in the city, but always had our grandparents' farm. So we always had that sort of rural background and rural upbringing as well. We're quite lucky. I like had my own horse, which very few girls can say.
And how does life over in London compare to how it was back home?
Oh, it's so completely different, but I love it. The culture here is fantastic. There's always so much to do, and you're constantly, you know, being challenged by, you know, new things and new things to do. That's one of the reasons why I joined this, because you always have to be open to new experiences, and you know, the idea of standing on a plinth in Trafalgar Square for an Australian is just insane. So that's something I definitely had to try.
And is this something that a lot of Australians do, coming over to London?
It's an incredible number of people who come from Australia to London and the rest of England. A lot of us have English backgrounds, English or Scottish or Irish backgrounds. There's always been this feeling that, you know, you have to, you know, come to the UK, experience it, especially, you know, while you're young, sort of take a gap year or two, come over here and, you know, really see, you know, what our heritage was. I'll always consider myself an Australian, but there's a huge amount of sort of, especially UK influence, through our family, through our towns, through our cities in Australia. So, you know, this is the motherland for us.
And do you find that there are a lot of other Australians in London?
There were a lot more. It's funny that with the recession this year, a lot of Australians have gone back home, which is quite sad. Especially we've had quite a few of our friends go back home, some out of choice, some out of necessity. So we're quite fortunate to still be here. But I think there's, I mean, there'll always be Australians willing to come over here, and the English have always welcomed us with open arms. So I think it's something that I think will improve in the years to come. But at the moment, it's definitely more people leaving than arriving.
So you say you're a lawyer. How did you get into that? What was it about that kind of career choice that you love so much?
I think it's always being interested in language. I've always loved reading and writing and speaking and public speaking, and law just seemed a really good fit in that regard. I was quite lucky in Sydney. I got to do a lot of court appearances, and that's something I really loved, sort of being on the spot, needing to like know what you're talking about and then being able to improvise in front of a judge, basically, and still make yourself, sound intelligent, which is often the hardest thing. So it was always, it's something that I really enjoyed, and it just feels like a good fit for me. The law always has.
And do you mind me asking in which area you specialise?
I'm doing media law at the moment, working in defamation and privacy law. Which is sort of a very exciting field, working for celebrities and working in the West End of London, which is just an amazing experience.
So are you planning on staying in London long term?
I think so. I mean, we're sort of, my husband and I are both quite settled here. We really love London. It's hard to imagine sort of leaving it just yet, but we'll see. You never know what's around the corner.
So just to go back to your hour, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
My hopes are that it will be entertaining, that people will find it interesting. I know that I've watched a lot of the plinthers on the internet, and it's fascinating to watch, and I hope that I can just be a part of that. My fears are, I guess, first falling off and then sort of followed by, I guess, either being boring or I don't know, or just running out of things to do. But I mean, an hour I'm sure up there will go very quickly, so I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Do you think this experience will have an effect on you as an individual?
I think so. I mean, it's something I will always be proud of. My husband Sean's going to be running around with the camera from the ground level, so he's going to get lots of photos of it, which will be really good fun. And it's something that I think I'm always going to look back on and be proud of doing. Admittedly, there were times after my name was drawn that I thought about bailing on it. I got quite, I had good days and bad days. Days I'd be excited, days I'd be terrified. But now I'm just excited to get up there.
And you said that you do a bit of stand-up comedy. How did you get into that? What do you kind of love about doing that so much?
That I got into when I was a teenager. I was quite lucky. I had some friends at university who were doing it as well, and who really, supported me and as I was doing it. And it was always something that, I mean, I'd always loved watching comedians as a kid. So sort of being able to actually get up on stage myself and do it was, a lifelong dream, really. But it's something, it's a bizarre little hobby, because it is actually a hobby. People do it, for fun. You can't, unless you're incredibly dedicated, you can't quit your job and become a stand-up comedian. Firstly, because you can't afford to. You can't, especially, I don't know how people pay their rent when you're getting paid £20 a night to do, to do a spot. So it's something, it's a hobby, but it's incredibly fun, incredibly rewarding. Again, has its highs and its lows. There have been times when I've sort of left the stage and just wanted to curl up in a ball and die. Other times I've felt incredibly elated. So, and I think that's why you do it, because when it works, it is the greatest feeling in the world.
So have you done this in both Australia and London?
Yeah, I have, actually. I've been doing it for years, and it's always been so much fun. It's quite interesting, the audiences are very different from Australia to London. The Australian audience was always, a bit more, a bit more reactive, and a bit more rough, to be honest. And English audiences are, very, very sharp, very savvy when it comes to comedy. They sort of can see behind the show, and they know what good comedy is here. And I think it's that's both challenging and incredibly rewarding when you meet those expectations.
And would you say that Australians have a particular sense of humour, or do you think they both kind of translate over?
I think we do. I think Australians are very self-depreciating, and we always, we love either making fun of ourselves or making fun of those in positions of power above us. We don't tend to, you know, make fun of people in a lower position than us. You always aim above you. So, and that's always much more fun. So, paying out, you know, politicians, you know, celebrities, people who are at a higher status than the performer. It's just, that's something something I think we've done exceptionally well as Australian comedians, and I hope to see that continue.
Do you have any favourite comedians?
At the moment, Brendan Burns is my favourite Aussie comic. He's working over here. He won the Edinburgh Comedy Award, I think it was 2 years ago, and his show was just extraordinary. It's a complete play on the idea of stand-up comedy and the relationship between comedian and audience. It's really an hour of stand-up, but what he's done with that, he's turned it into theatre, and it's just a beautiful thing to see.
So have you brought anybody with you today, or have you got anybody watching you in particular?
Yep, my husband Sean will be in the audience. I've got lots of friends here in London who'll be watching from their offices online at 9 a.m. And I've got all my family and friends in Australia watching from, it'll be 6 p.m. their time. So apparently there's a large party going on at my parents' house where they've got the computer going to watch it on the webcams. And everyone's going to be sort of sitting around watching Lorena make a fool of herself in London. So that will be really quite fun, actually. It'll be an amazing party to be at tonight.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's everything. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm really looking forward to it.